AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. College basketball fans were treated to a pair of high-level games on Tuesday night in Atlanta. In the opener, top-ranked Kansas defeated Michigan State 77-69. And in the nightcap, number 19 Kentucky, they rallied by number 6 Duke 77-72. Pretty good NBA games as well on Tuesday. We start in Boston, where Gethin Kulba took in the Hawks and the Celtics.
Onyeka Okongwu tipped in a missed shot with 6.1 seconds left as the Hawks overcame a 15-point second-half deficit to beat the Celtics 117-116 in their NBA Cup opener. Jaylen Brown had a season-high 37 points but missed a jumper at the buzzer.
I still give Atlanta credit. They came out and played physical, but me and JT got to be better. We had 20 turnovers as a team.
Dyson Daniels scored a career-high 28 points, and Jalen Johnson had a triple-double with 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Atlanta snapped a two-game losing streak despite playing without star Trae Young. The defending NBA champions had a two-game winning streak snapped and lost for just the third time this season.
From Boston, we move to the Midwest, Milwaukee to be exact, where Chuck Freeman was courtside for the Bucks and the Toronto Raptors.
The shorthanded Bucks leaned on several others besides Giannis Antetokounmpo to beat the 2-10 Raptors 99-85. Antetokounmpo had 23 points. Bobby Portis had 17 off the bench, and three other players were in double figures. The team was missing Damian Lillard, who was in concussion protocol. Portis says the reserves played a huge role in the win.
Obviously, to start the year, it might have been funky for him, but it's a long year, a long 82-game stretch, so everybody's going to get opportunity at some point, and I want to shout out those guys for just staying ready. I watched how hard they work, how much work they put in, how much they care.
By early fourth quarter, the Bucks pushed their lead to 21, winning for only the third time in 11 games. Grady Dick had 32 in the loss for the Raptors.
Elsewhere, Klay Thompson's first game back at Golden State was not to be, as Steph Curry scored 37 points with the Warriors beating the Mavericks 120-117. Other games, Detroit a 123-121 overtime winner over Miami, Orlando down Charlotte 114-89, New York over Philadelphia 111-89, Phoenix down Utah 120-112, and Portland over Minnesota 122-108. To the NHL, and the hottest team on skates continues to be the Winnipeg Jets, as our Mike Mancuso explains.
The Winnipeg Jets became the first team in NHL history to begin a season with 15 wins in their first 16 games after a 6-3 win over the Rangers. Kyle Connor paced a potent attack with two goals and an assist.
We know what we're doing, but we don't take too much stock in it. It's move on to the next one. It's how can we improve? How can we be better? I think that's what made us successful. You know, there's still areas we can work on. Yeah, you know, we've won 15 here, but I just think that speaks to the leadership, not getting comfortable. Still a lot of season left.
Mark Scheifele also scored twice against Igor Shesterkin as the Jets capitalized on several turnovers with two goals in the second and three in the third. The Rangers chased deficits most of the night against Connor Hellebuck, who made 34 saves.
Other games Tuesday night, Ottawa 3-0 over Toronto, New Jersey 4-1 over Florida, Boston 3, St. Louis 2, Edmonton 4-3 over the Islanders, Seattle 5 and Columbus 2, and Vancouver over Calgary 3-1. Coming up, pro and college football news and baseball news as well. Lots of off-the-field NFL news from Tuesday. Gethin Kulba is back with some of that.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has decided on season-ending surgery for his torn hamstring. Owner Jerry Jones says Prescott will have the surgery Wednesday in New York. Prescott was injured in a 27-21 loss in Atlanta on November 3rd. Elsewhere, 49ers cornerback Deamador Lenore has agreed to a 5-year, $92 million extension. Lenore was drafted in the fifth round in 2021 out of Oregon and became a starter in his second season. He has 6 career interceptions and 23 passes defensed in 56 games.
And also, the Chicago Bears fired their offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron. College football, here's the latest top 5 bowl rankings. Oregon, followed by Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, and Indiana. And baseball news, Tropicana Field in Tampa will not be ready for the 2025 season due to recent hurricane damage, so the Rays have a decision to make on where to play their home games next season. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.